New Link Volunteer Service. Our new Link Volunteer Service provides short-term support to people affected by PSP and CBD to improve their well-being and help them through difficult times. Since the service launch, we have recruited and trained 22 Link volunteers. We chatted to three Link volunteers and asked them to share their motivations for taking on the role. I miss Grandad, but volunteering is my way of continuing his legacy. Maddie Fitzpatrick's granddad Leo had PSP, but the condition was only confirmed following his passing. Maddie and her family received very limited support during her granddad's 8 years living with PSP and often felt isolated as a result. Maddie said the confirmed PSP diagnosis only came following my granddad's brain donation. It was hard to see granddad's progression with the disease. The biggest difficulty was for family, friends and even healthcare professionals to understand how it affected him and how to approach his needs. We were basically left as a family to figure it out on our own. Back then, we didn't know about PSPA. I wish we had. He would have loved the support and community involved. I work as a physician associate at a GP surgery, so my job is all about helping people, communicating, observing people's needs and solving problems. I spoke to Carolyn Lavone at PSPA, who discussed all the ways I could volunteer. When I heard about the Link volunteer role, I knew that was a perfect fit. I completed my training in May and was then matched with a person living with PSP. I visit them every week. They can often feel quite isolated, so it's nice to be able to give them some company. They struggle to communicate, so I've been also helping the care home to understand more about PSP. I've arranged for a physiotherapist and an occupational therapist to visit to see what equipment and adaptations can be made to their room. It's so important that people with PSP or CBD get expert advice because things can be done to help live well with it. When I first started volunteering, my focus was on how I could help others, but what I actually realised is how much of a sense of fulfilment you get yourself as well as making new friends. It's such a lovely feeling to help someone, and it feels great to see the difference you can make to their day-to-day life in many ways. My granddad always helped others, and he was generous to a fault. His final act of generosity was to bravely donate his brain and spinal tissue to the Brain Tissue Resource Centre to help people in the future. I'd like to carry on his passion for helping. I miss him so much, but volunteering for PSPA is my way of continuing his legacy. It feels worthwhile to help someone with PSP. Wendy Form always thought that she would volunteer for PSPA. She first used the charity support services when her dad was diagnosed in 2010. At that time, Wendy was working full-time with a family to look after alongside supporting her parents. Now retired, Wendy was keen to support the charity that was such a big help to her family. Wendy said, "PSPA helped me a lot. When Dad was unwell, no one had heard of the disease. It was very isolating for us all. During the most challenging time in my family's life, PSPA's helpline was there for us. I knew I'd volunteer for PSPA when the time was right. The email from PSPA recruiting new Link volunteers came at the perfect time, as I'd recently taken early retirement. When I called Lavone for a chat, that cemented for me that I wanted to get involved. Although everyone's experience of PSP is different, I do have an understanding of PSP, especially the impact on the rest of the family. I empathise with the feeling of loneliness and loss because it brings enforced change. I understand how it puts pressure on family dynamics. I was matched with a carer for a loved one who has PSP, and I provide telephone support. I really identify with a lot of things that she shares with me. I think it helps to offload to someone who understands. I'm really glad I responded to the email from PSPA about the role. It feels worthwhile to be able to help someone who is dealing with a PSP diagnosis. Dad's diagnosis was such a difficult time for my family, so it feels appropriate to do something positive in his memory to try and help others. It's a nice way to honour Teresa's memory. John Battersill first connected with PSPA back in 2014, following John's wife Teresa's diagnosis of PSP. Remembering the isolation they felt during Teresa's 5 years living with the condition, when John saw an advert for Link volunteers, he decided to apply. John said, "We were already 2 years into the condition before we knew what it was. I'll never forget when the diagnosis was finally made. Teresa said, at least I have a name for it now. By that time, she was in a wheelchair and already had 6 emergency hospital admissions under her belt. One of the things that would have helped us would have been the chance to chat to someone who had personal experience of the condition. We went through most of the illness, not meeting anyone with PSP. The healthcare professionals, including the GP and neuro rehabilitation team, had never come across PSP, so there was a real scarcity of knowledge. We spent so long trying to fish around for information. At times we felt we were in free fall. The one thing I clearly remember was the isolation we felt. As a Link volunteer, I hope I can alleviate some of this isolation for others living with PSP or CBD. It's quite a responsible role and one that I feel we have been well prepared for. The training was good and I like the process behind it. You can see that this new service has really been thought through. I'm waiting to be matched with someone. I learned a lot through caring for Teresa until she died from PSP. Myself and my sons David and Steve have done a number of things for PSPA since then. It's a nice way to honour her memory, and I think she'd be pleased that we're doing that by helping others. To receive support from a Link volunteer, contact the PSPA helpline on 0300 0110 122 or email helpline@pspassociation.org.uk. If you're interested in finding out more about this role, please contact volunteering@pspassociation.org.uk or call 01327 356 137.